Pity the poor bacterium. It depends on the vagaries of its immediate environment for food that may quickly run out. More so, other bacteria produce antibiotics to retard or kill it. Then there are viruses called bacteriophages or phages in abundance, capable of infecting it, often lethally. In the ocean, phages appear to outnumber bacteria 10 to 1. Still, even the simple bacterium has its defenses. One has been in the news for our human co-opting of it for research and possible medical use, CRISPR. The acronym is long, but the name isn't as important as what it does. It offers future immunity to the bacterium after a non-lethal attack by a virus. The bacterium keeps a copy of key DNA segments from the phage in its own DNA as a memory and links it to a DNA-destroying capability. Another way to protect itself is to mutate so as to offer fewer ways for phages to bind to it. Eleanor Elseth from Penn State and her international colleagues find interesting trade-offs between the two kinds of protection. Raise Pseudomonas bacteria and phages together in the lab, and the second method dominates. Raise them with other bacteria and the phages, and then CRISPR dominates. The bacteria favor keeping their virulence for humans when other bacteria are present, dropping it when other bacteria are absent. This has some clear implications for evolution itself and also for medical science. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.